The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions.
Okay, we're back to Megillah Hanukkah, 2:13, right? So I want to read what we did yesterday and then just read a quick Yad Pshut to set us up for the for what we're doing today. Shnei hayamim ha'elu shein arba asar v'chamisha asar asurim b'sefet v'tanis l'chol adam b'chol makom. Bein livnei krachin shein osin chamisha asar b'vad. Bein livnei ayaros shein osin arba asar b'vad. Shnei hayamim asurim b'sefet v'tanis b'adar harishon ke'adar hasheni. Anshik farim, okay, fine. Do we, hold on. Oh, we didn't read that last time. We did read that. Oh, no, we did, okay. Anshik farim shikdimu v'karu b'sheni b'chamishi Hasanach Lepurim Mutarim B'Sefer V'Tanis B'Yom Kriyasan V'Asurim B'Shenei Yamim Ha'elu Afal Pi She'en Korim B'Hem. Okay, I actually want to start from Yod Dalad. Okay, Mitzvos Yom Ha'asar Levnei Kfarim V'Ayaros V'Yom Chamish Asar Levnei Karachin Lios Yom Simcha U'Mishte U'Mishloch Manos L'Reim U'Matanos L'Avyonim. Okay, so on that, the Yad Pshuta says an interesting observation. Yehud Yesh B'Kach Latvia Al So there's four components of the mitzvah sayam. One, simcha, two, mishteh, three, mishloach manos, and four, manos l'avyonim. But now he makes an interesting diuk here. B'kach mavur she'en simcha davka b'mishteh, ela she'em shnei chiyuvim shonim. So it's clear that simcha, she'en simcha davka b'mishteh, it's not that you express the simcha through mishteh, but rather they are two separate chiyuvim. Okay, I think that in my mind, I thought that the Mishteh is an expression of the Simcha, but he's saying it's two things, and he gives interesting arguments. So the Gemara darshans them separately. Simcha, malamish ha'asurim b'hesped, Mishteh, malamish ha'asur b'tainas. Okay, so now you could say that that's just the drasha, but the drasha is treating them as two different things. And Mishteh as a an iser, not Mishteh as the chiyuv. Okay, that's just interesting drasha. Meaning that the reason why you need you certainly can't say that not fasting is partying, right? But presumably that you need an Isser Tainus to qualify it as a Yom Mishteh or something of that nature. Okay. Okay, and this is, we're gonna get into this later probably when we do the drinking thing. Vav Yud Ches. Okay, so let's just read Vav Yud Ches here. This is by Simchas Yom Tov. Ketsa, let's just get rev up into it. Shivas yimei ha-Pesach, u'shmonas yimei ha-Chag, im shar yamim tovim, kulan asurim b'sefet b'tanis, b'chayv adam lios b'hen sameach b'tov lev. The person is obligated to be happy and glad on them. Hu banav ishto b'nei banav beso, kol nivin lav. He and his children and his wife and his household members and everyone who are dependent on him. Shnemar, b'samach b'chagacha. You should rejoice on your Chag. Alpha Pi Isha Simcha Hamura Khan, he Korban Shlamim, even though that Simcha and that Pasuk is the Korban Shlamim, Kamosha Anu Mavarim Bihilos Chagiga, like we will explain in Hilos Chagiga, Yesh Bichlal Osa Simcha Lismoachu Ubanav Ubnei Beso Kol Echav Echa Biroila. It is a mitzvah included in that Simcha is for him to rejoice, he and his sons and his household, and each and every one with what is Roy for them. Ketzad, Haktanim Nosin Ham Klaus Vegozim Umigdanos. Kids, you give them puffed kernels and nuts and McDonald's, I think, popcorn. Or cakes. Popcorn, yes. Popcorn. Or popped wheat, yes. Hanashim, the women, koneh lahen beganim v'tachshit kfi mamar. You buy the women garments and jewelry according to your money. Hanashim, oklim basar v'shosim yayin. Men eat meat and drink wine. She'in simcha ala b'basar v'ein simcha ala b'yayin. Okay, here's the halacha. Oh no, not yet. Ukeshu ocha v'shoseb chayav l'hachil l'gerav l'yasom l'almana im shar ha'anim ha'ayim l'ilalim. When you eat and drink, you're obligated to feed the ger and the orphan and the widow with all the other downtrodden poor people. Aval misha noel dalsos chatzer of ocha v'shoseb hu banav ishto. Someone who closes the gates of his courtyard and eats and drinks with his family. And he does not give food and drink to the poor and the embittered souls. This is not mitzvah simcha, it's belly simcha. As it says in Hosea, their sacrifices are like bread of mourners for them. All who eat it will become tame. Their bread is for their souls, meaning just for their souls. Their nefesh abamis. Simcha kazo kalan hilam. This type of simcha is a disgrace for them. Shnemar v'zereisi perish al paneichem perish chagim. I'll scatter the filth on your faces, the filth of your chagim. Okay, then afal pi shachilu shesib b'monos bichlal mitzvos aseh. even though eating and drinking on the festivals is included in the mitzvah to say, lo yihi ochel v'shosa kol yom kulo, ela kachi hadas. Okay, I didn't realize there's all these things. Okay. Baboker mashkimin kol ha'am l'bata kinesis, l'bata midrashas, b'palimim v'korim b'tor, v'inyan yom, v'chosim l'batem v'oplim, hokin l'bata midrashas, v'korim v'shonim, ad chati ha'yom, achar chati ha'yom, mispalim t'filas ha'mincha, v'chosim l'batem v'lego v'lishos shar ha'yom imalala. All right, this is the one I wanted. Okay. I know he quoted the earlier one, but I wanted to read this one. K'sh'adam ochel v'shosa semech b'rega, lo yi mashich b'yayin v'schok v'kalus rosh, v'yomer shakosh yosef b'zeh yarbe b'mitzah simcha. When a person eats and drinks and smech on the regal, he should not be drawn after wine and schok and frivolity and say, the more I do this, then the more I'm increasing in the mitzvah. Shashikrus v'haschok harbe v'kalus harosh ina simcha ela holulus v'siflus. Because drunkenness and excessive schok and kalus rosh is not simcha, but it's wildness and foolishness. Velonis tavina al haholos vasiflos. We were not commanded on debauchery and foolishness. Ela al hasimcha shishba avodas yotzer kol. We were commanded on simcha that has in it the service of the creator of everything. Shnemar tachas asher lo avarta es Hashem l'kacha b'simcha. It says in Devarim, because you didn't serve Hashem your God with simcha, which shows you that it's avoda. Halamarta sha avoda b'simcha, and it also shows you that avoda is b'simcha. Yevshar la avoda es Hashem lo mitoch schok lo mitoch kalus rosh lo mitoch shikros. Ha. Huh. Okay. So classic question, what about Purim, right? So here's a new insight. So what is the opportunity to say? So he says, he quotes all those things, Shashikros Eina Simcha, Ulam Bapurim. Now this is not going to fully answer the question, but it's food for thought. Bapurim Yisbar Lefinin Vishose Yain Achish Taker. He says that you have to drink wine until you get drunk, right? The Al Korchach, we're forced to say, Shechiyuv Zehu Mitam Mishte Velo Mitam Simcha. Okay, that the drunkenness is a din in mishta, not a din in simcha. Okay, because since the Rambam says that shikrus is not simcha, you cannot say under any circumstances that you're being mekayim simcha through shikrus. But mishta, in its actual, just like normal definition, is a drinking party. That's how it's used throughout the Megillah. And the shikrus at the Suda is a din in mishta, not a din in simcha. A very simple move that the approach I took with this every year was trying to reconcile the drunkenness with the simcha. You know, now you could still say, how can you have avodas Hashem at all through any drunkenness? And this mishta is part of avodas Hashem. Or you can also ask the question of, you know, it still has to be Yimei Simcha, and aren't you negating that by like somehow by engaging in Shikrus and being Mafkia yourself from Simcha? Those are still questions, but in terms of just a clean halakhic step, it's a din in Mishta, and Mishta demands that you get drunk. And I think that also is, I'm not saying that either one supports the other, but it's harmonious with what Rav Pesach says every year. Every year that someone asks him this question at the Suda that I've been there, and it's possible that he's changed his thing, but I've heard this like many years that it is modeled after how they celebrated the victory back then, you know? So in a sense, this is not we Jews don't do mishta for celebratory stuff, you know, but it is whether you say it's a zecher or whether you say it is part of, you know, Pirsum Hanes. I don't know what Rav Pesach says, but like we are borrowing like a foreign institution and engaging in that mishta there. So it's not like it's the mishta is something that occurs within the Yom Simcha, but it's not the expression of the Yom Simcha. And I think that just slightly shifts the way I thought about mishta. I thought that was a good deal there. Mm-hmm. And then he also says, Od Mavur Lefaninu Ki Yimei Chanukah Yimei Simcha Heim Aval Lo Hiskinu Behem Mishta. And so he's bringing a riot that the Rambam does have Chanukah as Yimei Simcha, but just without Mishta. Yeah. Okay. Good. Yeah. Okay. So shall we read on in the halachos? Mm-hmm. Okay. Speaking of the Mishta, no, we're not up to that yet. Oh, interesting. Hold on. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, because we were using this edition yesterday. Yeah. So we're at Yodalad 2. That's interesting. So he splits into two paragraphs, and in the Shalot, it's not two paragraphs. That's very strange. Well, how awkward. Okay, we'll use the Shalot. B'nei Kfarim Shekadmu V'karu B'sheni V'chamishi. So the B'nei Kfarim who read early on Monday or Thursday, Im Chilku Ma'us La'evyonim B'yom Kriyasim, if they distributed money to the poor on the day of their kriya, yatsu. So that implies that they shouldn't, right? That they really should do it on the Yom Arba Asar or Yom Chamisha Asar. But if they did, then the Yotze. Aval Hamishteh V'Hasimcha. Oh, see, that's another good raya, right? The Mishteh and the Simcha in Osin Osa Ela Ba'Arba Asar. We only do it on the 14th. V'im Hikdimo Lo Yatu. And if they precede it, then they're not Yotze. Kind of makes you wonder though what the sim what would it mean. I can understand doing the Mishteh, but doing the Simcha. Like if you're gonna follow the Abshutas Diuk, right? That's a little weird. Yeah.
Well, so you're refraining from Hesped.
Doing it, I don't know. I mean, Lo Yatza. It's hard to reconcile that with an Isser, in my opinion. Hold on. Let's see. Yeah, let's see if he says this here. Rabbeinu Tzirif Esab. Okay, I read this morning. Okay, let's actually skip that for now. In Osin Osa Elab Arbasar. Yeah, V'im Hikdimu Lo Yata Usudas Purim Shasaya Belaila Lo Yata Yidei Chavaso. And if you do a Sudas Purim at night, you're not Yotze. So this is the other thing. Also, this is the first time he's mentioned Suda, and he's going to say Ketar Chavas Suda Zo. But another question is like the relation between Mishteh and Suda. I thought it's the same thing also, right? So it's interesting though that he doesn't say how could he have done this? Aval, like why doesn't he just use Mishteh the whole time? Yeah.
Maybe Suda falls under Simcha.
Maybe because it falls under Simcha.
And that Mishteh, like you could do that whenever. Like, you can do it in there, but the Suda itself has to be in there.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, so in other words, okay, I see what you're saying. So if you didn't, if you do a Mishteh at night, you're Yotze Mishteh, but there is a separate Chiyuv of Suda's Purim. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the question then still would be, like, why is that a separate thing, or where does that come from? Because, I always thought of it, up until now, when I'm rethinking, that Mishteh is a suda with a specific character. It's a suda, but with drinking, you know? And so I view them as synonymous, right? Is that? Right. Okay, so let's read what he says about the suda, just to set it up. Ketar chovas suda zo. Shiyocha basar v'yisakin suda na'ek v'yesher timsa yado v'shose yain ad shishtaker v'yiradim b'shikros. So he eats meat. I don't know, the order always bothered me here also. He fixes a beautiful Suda according to what his Shirtim Sayado, and he drinks wine until he becomes drunk and falls into a deep sleep in drunkenness. Yeah, flow better. He said, Yisakin Suda Kfiya Shirtim Sayado, V'yochal Basar V'shoseyayin, you know? I don't know why he puts it in this order. Okay, right.
That sounds like the drinking is part.
It does sound like the drinking is part of the suda, right? Right, and so, and it's very inelegant to say that you have a chiyuv mishteh and a chiyuv suda. Yeah, unless you could take this route that there's two things. There's the mitzvah is to make, like I was saying yesterday, the mitzvah is to make it yemei mishteh, and the way you do that is through suda with these particulars. So what would this be? Right. I'm still going with that premise that there's shikrus in Mishteh. But what I'm saying though is that the question here is the first question he's addressing is given the fact that there is manim harbeh, can you be yotze if you do the Mishteh on the wrong day? Then the second thing is saying, how do you qualify the yom as a yom Mishteh? If you do it at night, is that enough to qualify as a yom Mishteh? And the answer is no. It has to be during the day itself. You know, meaning he's coming to answer two separate questions here. He's not referring to two separate institutions. Yeah.
Maybe Mishteh is defined by being drunk.
Yeah.
So therefore, if you drink the wine at night, but are still hungover come morning, you've been yotzei drinking wine during the day because you were drunk during the day.
You know, it is an interesting question of the that I have had in the past of like, if someone were to drink wine outside of the context of Su'udas Purim, is that anything? You know, so you're suggesting that it could be, right, in terms of like being Makayim Yimei Mishteh, but you just wouldn't be OT.
Well, I'm not. He's saying more than that.
Yeah, I know he's saying more than that. I'm saying that contained within what you're saying is what Is that, yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, right. But you see the way I'm reading the Rambam? I think it's just too, because he segues into this whole halacha or paragraphs is talking about the mitzvahs yom arba asar, and then he has to deal with what if you did the different mitzvahs on the different days. And so he's clarifying the Mishteh and the Simcha are only on the 14th and 15th. And now that we're talking about on the 14th, what can you do? And we know that Mishteh has to be you have to be kovet as Yom Mishneh through Suda. But the question is, can you do it at any time of the day or just during the day itself? And that's why he's saying if you do it at night, you're not Yotzei.
You said the question also, there sounds like you need Shifa outside of you, though.
Right. Yeah, that's a separate question. I don't think there is, but I think it's just from the way the Rambam presents it as part of the Suda.
As my head is worth the other idea of say, but might still ask a question. So you do the Suda like at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
And get really drunk there, then your drunkenness carries over into the day.
Yeah, I mean that's more of a like, you know, I'm sure the Acharon deal with that question, you know. Yeah. Okay. So let's yeah.
So one last point.
Why does he use the term misakin or
yeah,
what? Yeah, I assume. So I assume Suda implies lechem. Okay, I don't have a raya for that, but like I assume that. I mean, we can find it. And then yisakin, I don't think it means like. I think that's just the verb you use. I don't think, like, for example, I don't think it could be medayik that you need to prepare it. And if someone like caters it, then like you're not yotze, you know. And right. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, I'll check through the
options. You're going to be helping Robertson prepare this for this, yeah.
Let's plan tomorrow to go through. I'll look through ahead of time and make sure it's worthwhile for our purposes. See the Yad Pshuta on all these halachas that we just read. And then see what happens.
That is not to say I would not be happy to help Robinson.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. All righty. I really want to tell you about this Yom Shuta thing, but I'll have to like prepare it. Okay. All right. Stop for today.
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeWeiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is @Matt-Schneeweiss, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at rabbischneeweiss@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading. And thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.